Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Our friends at Beer 52 are offering you a free case of incredible beers that you won't find anywhere else. All you have to do is go to beer52.com/truejordie and cover the £5.95 postage to get your 10 unique beers delivered right to your door. Beer 52 are the UK's number one beer club, showcasing the very best independent breweries across the UK and beyond. This month, they've collaborated with North England legends Northern Monk and a host of incredible breweries across the UK to develop 10 completely new exclusive beers. Now I'm going to try the Northern Monk and Rivington Brewery collaboration. This apparently is a beautiful, bold and full-bodied IPA, packing a bit of a punch at 7%. And if you're wondering how I know all that, got the magazine, didn't I? This little bad boy comes in the box, tells you everything you need to know. And actually, you can find out a lot more about the fantastic breweries featured in the case. You don't get that treatment down at your local supermarket, do you? Time to step it up a bit. Oh, that's nice, that is good. However, before I get a bit too crazy on this one, I do want to try one of the other ones. This one is chocolate and vanilla stout. It actually does smell lovely, that. It's all right, that's like a beer pudding all into one. And you can get dark beer or light beer and great snacks when you order. And if by some miracle you don't like it, you can pause or cancel at any time. So the link's in the description below, or you can go to beer52.com/truejordie to claim your free case now. That's beer52.com/truejordie for your free case of beer now. Welcome back to the Pain Game YouTube channel. Today we are talking Conor McGregor's return to the UFC, because over a year ago, back in February 2023, that was announced. He was supposed to be fighting Michael Chandler after the two of them coached on The Ultimate Fighter. They both did The Ultimate Fighter, as bad as that show is, and never ended up fighting at the end of it as they were supposed to. No reason was given, no explanation was given. Dana White was asked multiple times, when is Conor going to come back? Dana acts like that announcement that them two were fighting never even happened. He's completely not even acknowledging that actually took place. And he is saying every time he's asked about Conor McGregor, well, Conor's got a lot of money. Do you know, really? Does he really need to be in the UFC? And he doesn't ever give a fucking straight answer about why the fight that he announced, that he told us was coming, never happened. Since then, we've connected the dots, and it does seem like Conor McGregor has two fights left on his contract. And what the UFC are trying to do is to not allow him to fight those out until he re-signs with the UFC and commits his long-term future, because they want to use him to help secure further network deals on television to then get the company more money. Despite all of the fights he's done for the UFC, all of the money he's generated for them, and the fact that he inflated their value before they were sold to WME beyond belief, no one cares, right? This guy is nothing more than another slave like the rest of them in the eyes of Dana White, it seems. And finally, Conor has touched on this in an interview.
It does not get bigger than this. I've said to him, we're going to go red panties, man.
Loves a compliment, does our Conor.
We are going to go all the way in.
By the way, Adam Cattrall, who's presenting this, really good dude. Met him before, lovely bloke.
I landed on my feet here with this. This is as high as it gets in the Hollywood game, you know?
It's nice to see Conor getting in a movie. I'll be honest, I'm not against it. I don't think he's going to be a great actor. I hardly see him becoming the next, you know, Dwayne Johnson, like having the Rock level career. But, you know, he's got the veneers, he's got the Botox, he's halfway there.
So why are we doing it? It just
presented itself, and, you know, with the injury and everything just aligned for it.
It's kind of hard looking at him, right? Thinking that this lad, he's worth as much money as he is, because he looks like a lad off the estate still, doesn't he? Like, he looks like the type of bloke you'd come downstairs at 3 a.m. and he'd be lifting your TV out the front door. No disrespect, he just does.
You are one of the most confident people I've ever come across.
Especially, I'm Conor McGregor.
Exactly.
You know? He knows his name.
And you're in with the likes of the Jake Gyllenhaals, who's Oscar nominated and all that.
How's Jake Gyllenhaal Oscar nominated? Fuck me, shite. Jesus, they must be handing them out.
Well, I was surprised myself as I was able to get into the role, Handy. I was able to get into the role. I had them afraid.
He's like, well, I had them scared fucking shitless, so I was definitely acting well. They've seen you knock people out before, you fucking nutcase.
Devilishly flamboyant villain, I think.
Yeah, that's something like that.
Somebody's described like you as that, my man. Yeah?
Yeah, a lot, you know, that's it. That's pretty...
That's accurate. Basically the character, isn't it?
Pretty correct, yeah.
Just be yourself, basically, is what they've said. Fair play. I mean, look, I hope the movie's a success for him, because it's very rare that MMA fighters, or boxers even, get the opportunity to do this. So hopefully it might give a few more paydays out of the lads.
And then I picked up the chick, kissed her hand and all of that.
Had a little dance.
All of that was me. And then the fight and the run and the throw and a few things. I could have got a credit for that scene.
It's never enough, is it? It's never enough with McGregor. He seems a bit hungover.
I'm not privy to it. I don't want to hear it. So for me, no. No, there is no movies more for me.
You know, I'm watching him here, and it's sad because I remember the guy who was in his prime, razor sharp, quick-witted, articulate. There was no mumbling of words. There was no, like so much of this behaviour is just completely unrecognisable from the Conor McGregor who shot to fame. He looks like someone who really isn't happy. And it's fucking sad, man. Like, and you know, I know we've had a little back and forth. We've said some dumb shit, and he probably hates me. But I don't really care. I actually feel sad watching this because this is a guy who is an icon in sport and doesn't fucking look like one anymore.
So the next step, then, I anticipate, is getting back in that octagon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, I have 2 fights left on my UFC contract. We're still in the first quarter of 2024.
That's the first time he's ever acknowledged publicly in an interview, to my knowledge, I have 2 fights left. And when you say that, it's because you don't intend to stay after the 2 fights are done. So boom, he's clearly dropping a bit of a bomb now because of the situation he is in. This tells me the guy is frustrated. And, you know, the rules that they usually play by, him and the UFC, of let's not let everyone know that we're currently in the middle of negotiations and they're not going well because we keep everything in house. Because when you do that, it enables you to have better negotiations. You only out the negotiations when you're starting to get to a point of saying, fuck it. And I'm assuming that's where we're at now.
And I hope we get some clarity with a date and I can push towards it. I'm sure we will get something in by year end.
Imagine Conor McGregor doesn't fight roughly the end of the year. That'll be 3.5 years since he's had a fight. You've got Michael Chandler, who's been told in 2023 at the start of that year that he's going to be fighting Conor McGregor, and he's running around calling him out in the WWE. And he's telling everyone, the fight's going to happen. I've been told it's going to happen. And he'll have waited 2 years. Wasted fucking 2 years of his life waiting for this shite. Shocking, this, like.
That sphere in Las Vegas looks good as well, doesn't it? To me, you know, the big ball that they've created there.
Yeah, he did call for that also. That would be great for me. June 29th and then the sphere. And then, you know, then what?
Then it's probably Manny Pacquiao in Saudi Arabia, which the UFC won't be happy about because they won't get in a fucking piece of that, just like the way Ngannou left, just like the way Nate Diaz left. They don't want that to happen with McGregor. No chance.
Then what happens then? I don't know. And I'm sure, I wonder, do they know? There's been no talk about, like, anything. You know, so I wonder what next.
No talk. You've got Conor McGregor saying he wants to do this, he wants to do that, he wants to fight. And the UFC aren't even talking to his team. There's no back and forth at all. In 2023, you told everyone Conor McGregor, Michael Chandler will fight after The Ultimate Fighter. And he is now telling us, over a year later, nothing's happened, that there's no talks at all. You've got Michael Chandler sat on the fucking sidelines, convinced. Like, no offense, but he's fucking delusional at this point. He's sitting there, icing his career, waiting for the red panty night with Conor McGregor, and the UFC aren't even having conversations with Conor McGregor. Nothing. This is a fucking shit show, this. And this is where we get a little window into just how disorganized the UFC is, and how they just throw things together last minute. If you don't believe me, look at UFC 300. The main event, they went to Hill, the light heavyweight contender, like a day or two before they announced the fight. They had nothing. They were scrambling. This company is not what we're led to believe. It's not this ultra smoothly run company that operates at the highest level. It's a fucking shit show, actually, by the looks of it. Imagine you've got an athlete there, Michael Chandler, who is literally giving the best years of his career that he has left to this fight, waiting for it. And they're not even talking to McGregor about making the fight. That guy needs to wake the fuck up and smell the coffee, because he is being made an absolute mug out of.
Who do you want to fight?
It's good to see Poirier get that win the weekend. That makes this the quadrilogy, and you know, we'll say the real trilogy, the finish of it, to put an end to it, to put a finish to it.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
That is a huge bout right now.
Poirier's done to him what Anthony Joshua has done to Tyson Fury. He stayed consistent. Where you were fucking around and not being dedicated, Poirier stayed consistent and has now left you behind. Poirier was dominating that last fight before the leg break. He was on top of him, beating the shit out of him. In the first round, which is notoriously, no pun intended, Conor McGregor's best work. And he was getting smoked. So I do not like that fight for him. But I respect the fact that he'd still fucking take it. You know, we've got a fucking heavyweight champion in Jon Jones who's fucking scared to even face off against Tom Aspinall, for Christ's sakes. I'll give McGregor one thing, he's game.
Obviously, I've got the Diaz trilogy. That's what I had said for the Sphere.
Diaz trilogy and the Sphere would be fucking fantastic, wouldn't it? Like, as much as we know McGregor can never be the same as he was before, and I actually worry about him coming back. If he even looks okay coming back, it's a credit to him, because most people never ever look good after a level of a leg break like that. But what an event it would be for them both. The truth is, I think they should fuck the UFC off and just go and box each other in Saudi or whatever, McGregor Diaz, or do a fucking stadium in Ireland. Fuck the UFC, mate. Go to Ireland, Dublin, get a stadium in the summer, and McGregor Diaz, pack the house. One big fucking blowout for the end.
You know, there was cold water put on that publicly off the bat, and I wasn't happy with that. So,
this is a man who was, like, calling the shots at one point, and he wasn't really calling the shots, but he had a lot of power. He had a lot of sway with the UFC. And if he really wanted something, he could push it through and make it happen. They're treating him like just another fucking mid-level guy. He's feeling like he's had his balls cut off by Dana White here. You can tell, like, he's being embarrassed a little bit because he's coming out with ideas. Let's do this, let's do that. Generating hype, and Dana's like, nah, we're not doing that. And it's mad when you think about how much money Conor McGregor put in the pocket of Dana White specifically. Because, yeah, Dana made Conor money to a degree. He gave him the opportunity, but Conor lit up the UFC, not Dana. Conor did the work, not Dana. And Dana sold part of his shares of the UFC. I think he made like $400 million right at the point where Conor had pushed that company to the maximum value it possibly could be. Dana White is worth more money to this day because of the work that Conor McGregor did. And he's just being disrespected for the work he did for that company. It's unreal.
I need discussion or conversation, because if I lose interest, if I'm not getting anything back, and I just drift off, my man.
You know what he means. He needs a fucking fight date. He needs something. He needs to be communicated with to tell him what the fuck is going on. Do you know, like, the bare minimum? Like, the things you would expect the UFC to do for, I don't know, any fucking fighter they have. And what's happening is because this man is a rock star and has lived like a rock star, when he says he drifts off, he's probably meaning that when we see him in the states that he ends up in, unfortunately, it's because he's mentally low. I've interviewed them all, man. So people might think I'm talking shit. I've interviewed many, many successful people, and they all have something in common, especially athletes. It's all or nothing, mate. So I've either got a fight coming up and I'm training like a madman, or when I'm going off and drifting off, I'm doing bad shit for myself. I'm not looking after myself. And him more than anyone. in the UFC is like that. And it can't be helping his mental health that they're just fucking him around like this. This is a company he helped make, and they're just treating him like a fucking, an average Joe. I never dreamt that when Conor McGregor beat Jose Aldo in the way he did, and he had the fight with Mayweather, and he became the megastar, that in a matter of years, he'd be sitting here looking like this and feeling like he doesn't even matter to the UFC. Unreal, man.
Oh, I hope I can get something in and get dialed in.
What's the noise with Chandler? Because obviously he did tough.
Chandler, of course. Yeah, if that's it, I would assume that would be the fourth one.
Yep.
Imagine, like 2023, February 4th, I think it was, they announced Chandler to fight McGregor. We're now over a year later and he's saying, I assume that's the first one. Fucking hell, man.
The opponent doesn't matter. I just wish for a nice run-up, you know, a bit of transparency, and let me go over it again.
This proves that Dana White has been fucking lying to the faces. And we knew this, right? The guy, you know, he's got no morals. He promotes fucking slap fighting, for Christ's sakes. To tell us the reason the McGregor fight hasn't happened is, well, McGregor's so rich. Would you want to do this if you were that rich? And the guy clearly is desperate to fight. And Dana never even says he doesn't want to fight. He never even goes that far. Because he's very clever with how he positions it. He just goes, well, he's too rich. Dana's been lying. And Conor McGregor is in a roundabout way exposing that right now. So that's the end of the interview anyway, but like I'm actually feeling sorry for Conor when I'm watching this. And yeah, he's worth a few hundred million apparently. I mean, however much, who knows. But the reality is we're watching someone whose athletic career is being ruined by the UFC because of greed. They could have promoted him so much better. They could have had him in so many more fights, but they constantly were fucking around with him. As Nate Diaz said, they did to him, where they hold you on ice, they completely put you on side until you're willing to sign your life away for them. And unless you're willing to wait that out and give up valuable years of your career, as Conor McGregor is doing right now, you will not get out of that contract. And I look back at Conor McGregor in his prime, and I think about the fact that UFC did sign all these TV deals, which guarantees them so much money, and they didn't need the pay-per-view model in the way that boxers do. And I think if Conor McGregor had have been a boxer and had have been signed to an Eddie Hearn, where you need to do the pay-per-views, you need to get the fights in, he would have stayed, as Anthony Joshua is, so much more active, been living a cleaner life, wouldn't have ended up in a clear mental decline here, because he's an animal, right? If you don't take a fucking, a husky out fucking walking miles every day, they fucking go crazy. Like, this is kind of what he's going through right now. He needs the activity. And because the UFC do not give a fuck about him, let me get this clear, they do not care one iota about Conor McGregor, or any other fighter for that matter. Remember, this is the guy who promotes slap fighting. They don't care. They're willing to let him rot and fuck him. If he doesn't like it, sign the contract or fuck off. And I just think that, like, as UFC fans, we should remember that before we put money in their pockets. Because who do we give a fuck about? I don't care about all those rich executives at WME who own this company. I don't give a fuck about Dana White. I care about the fighters, the people who actually put their fucking lives on the line. And there's a lot of UFC fighters who have built this company who he has treated like dirt on the bottom of his shoe. And we're now witnessing the greatest UFC fighter of all time in regards to star power being treated like nothing. It's unbelievable. I never thought, after everything McGregor said about me, right, that I'd be like defending him. Not only am I defending him, I feel bad for the guy. This is unbelievable. And maybe I shouldn't be that surprised, but honestly, I never thought they would treat McGregor like this. And that should tell every UFC fighter out there, they don't give a fuck about you. So to all the UFC fighters who think that, you know, you're in with them, you're not. You're not. You might be for now, but the minute they have a reason to get rid of you, you do not fucking matter. Because even their biggest moneymaker ever doesn't matter, apparently. The guy's in a clear bad way, and instead of helping him out and getting him motivated, getting him in the cage and looking after him, they're just like, well, fuck him. Anyway, that's all I've got to say about McGregor for now. I do hope we see him fight again, just for that one more time to see what he's got left in the tank, and hopefully he comes back strong. But it's not looking good, is it? Let us know what you think in the comments below. Hit that like button, subscribe to the Pain Game YouTube channel, and I'll see us on the next one.